Hi there, how can I help you today?
Hi, thanks for asking. I'm actually testing out your voice AI capabilities. Could you tell me a bit about the services you offer? I'm curious how your platform stands out and what kind of conversations it can handle.
Hey Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. I'm actually Dasha, your friendly AI assistant here to explore your voice AI services. But hey, I like the casual vibe. So, how about you tell me what makes your AI platform special? What kind of conversations can it handle?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Hi, Mary. Nice to hear from you again. I don't have access to external company mentions, but I do know Dasha.ai is all about creating natural, human-like voice interactions. Could you share a bit about how you use Dasha with those companies? I'd love to hear more.
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha, AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for sharing that, Mary. Automating lead generation with human-level AI sounds impressive. Definitely a game changer for boosting revenue. As for challenges, many businesses struggle with reaching prospects effectively and personalizing outreach at scale. How does your AI handle those nuances? Also, no worries about audio, these things happen.
Tell me more about reaching prospects effectively and personalizing outreach at scale.
Sure thing. Reaching prospects effectively means connecting with the right people at the right time, using natural, engaging conversations that feel personal, not robotic. Personalizing outreach at scale means your AI can tailor each interaction based on data like customer preferences or past behavior, but still handle thousands of calls or messages without losing that human touch. Does that sound like what you're aiming for?
Now, I'm curious, let's say it's 12 months from now and you used our service and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
I love that forward-thinking question. If a year from now your AI service exceeded expectations, I'd imagine seeing a steady stream of qualified leads coming in effortlessly with conversations that feel genuinely human and build trust quickly. Revenue would be up, sales cycles shorter, and your team freed up to focus on closing deals instead of chasing leads. How close am I?
What do you mean by building trust quickly, and why is that important to you?
Great question. Building trust quickly means your AI conversations feel authentic and respectful, so prospects don't hang up or get suspicious. It's important because trust opens the door to real engagement. People are more likely to listen, share info, and say yes when they feel understood. Without that, even the best lead gen efforts can fall flat. Does that resonate with you?
Tell me more about how trust opens the door to real engagement.
Absolutely. When trust is established early in a conversation, people feel comfortable sharing their true needs and concerns. That openness lets your AI respond with relevant info, making the interaction feel like a helpful dialogue rather than a sales pitch. This genuine engagement boosts the chance of moving prospects down the funnel and ultimately closing deals. So it's like turning a cold call into a warm conversation, much more effective, right?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Good question. Many businesses today wrestle with scaling personalized outreach without burning out their sales teams. Also, handling high call volumes while keeping conversations natural and engaging can be tricky. Plus, integrating AI smoothly into existing workflows sometimes feels like a puzzle. What about you? What challenges do you see most often with your clients?
What are all the ways scaling outreach, handling call volumes, and integration issues are affecting the business right now?
Those challenges can really ripple through a business. Scaling outreach without personalization often leads to low response rates and wasted effort. High call volumes can overwhelm teams, causing burnout and missed opportunities. Integration hiccups slow down processes, create data silos, and frustrate users. Together, these issues can stall growth and hurt customer experience. Does that match what you're seeing?
Can you go a bit deeper on how those issues stall growth and hurt customer experience?
Absolutely. When outreach isn't personalized, prospects tune out, so fewer leads convert, stalling growth. Overwhelmed teams can't follow up promptly, leading to lost deals and frustrated customers. Integration problems mean data isn't shared smoothly, causing inconsistent messaging and slower service. All this creates a less satisfying experience, making customers less likely to stick around or recommend you. It's a chain reaction that's tough to break without the right tools. Sound familiar?
Wow, So it sounds like low conversion, team burnout, and messy data are really holding you back, and I think we can really help you with this. So I'm going to schedule a demo call with someone on our team to take care of you. Now, so I can get this set up, what time zone are you in?
I appreciate the offer, but I'm actually here to test your AI capabilities rather than schedule demos. If you want to connect with the Dasha team for a demo, the best way is to reach out directly at support@dasha.ai. They'll be happy to help you set something up. Anything else you'd like to explore about your platform?